I got saved at church a few months ago, but I keep doing bad things. What if I stop being saved from it?
You can't earn salvation by what you do, and you can't lose salvation that way either. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. When I was in the third grade, I went on a field trip to the zoo, and I had saved up $17 so I could buy a toy from the gift shop. But when I got to pay for it, I couldn't find my money. I had lost it somewhere in the zoo. Now, you might lose things too, but one thing you can't lose is your salvation. Once you've trusted Jesus to save you, He's in charge, like He says in John 10:28. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. Our story today is called, Who's Keeping the Kangaroo? You look sad, Kevin. What are you thinking about? Mom finished drying her hands on the kitchen towel she was holding and hung it back up on the rack. Well, Kevin gulped, remember how I got saved in Sunday school a few months ago? Well, I think I might not be saved anymore. I keep doing bad things. I disobey you all the time. I lied to my teacher about my homework. I said something mean to Justin when we were playing that video game the other day. Justin says I'm going to lose my salvation if I keep doing all these bad things. Mom was quiet for a moment. Then she said, let's go to the park. Kevin wiped his nose on his sleeve and slid off the couch. He grabbed his battered stuffed kangaroo and headed to the park with his mom. Better leave Joey with me, Mom said when they got to the park. You don't want to lose him on the playground. Kevin reluctantly handed his kangaroo over to his mom for safekeeping. Then he ran off to play. Later at home, Kevin started crying. Mom, I can't find Joey anywhere. I think I lost him at the park. Now he's gone forever and I'll never see him again. You didn't lose him. I was keeping him for you, remember? She pulled the stuffed animal out of her bag and handed him to Kevin. Kevin grabbed Joey and squished him to his chest. He was so happy his favorite little friend wasn't lost. Kevin, Mom said, remember how you were asking about losing your salvation? This is a good illustration of how salvation works. When you trusted Jesus as your Savior, He forgave your sins and gave you eternal life as a child of God. That's what salvation is. The promise that we've been freed from sin's power and will live with God forever as His people. If you had to keep your salvation safe all by yourself, you would lose it. But Jesus not only gives us salvation for free, He is also the one who keeps it for us. You can't lose your salvation because Jesus is holding it for you. Well, how about you? Are you afraid of losing your salvation? Do you worry that if you do too many bad things, you won't be a Christian anymore? Your salvation is not based on anything you do. It's a gift from God, and you don't ever have to worry about losing it. You're God's child now, and nothing will change that. When you do something that's wrong, He'll forgive you and help you to do better. Jesus is the one who holds your salvation, and He promises to keep it safe. Our key verse is John 10:28.
I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand.
And our key thought, Jesus holds your salvation. Partner with Keys for Kids Radio to spread the good news of Jesus around the world. Keys for Kids Radio is committed to sharing the truth of the gospel. As Angel shares, our family listens to Keys for Kids Radio every day. The programs encourage us to love and live for Jesus and to build a firm foundation on God's truth. You can partner with Keys for Kids Radio to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and their families. Give today with a $5 monthly donation to help spread the gospel to families around the world. Visit keysforkids.net and click donate. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.